Good morning, Alan. Abigail Robin, so enjoyed your interview with Jeannie Hunter yesterday. I resonated to the hilt with it. Keep up the good work.
This is Larry Roth, Ravenna, New York. I was listening to the report with the interview from the mayor of Lake Placid, in which he was talking about the traffic problems in the town, how they're rebuilding Main Street and expanding parking. He was also talking about the trail the state is going to be building for bicycles and such, and how they're getting ready for more bicycles. What he did not mention is, while they're trying to cope with all the cars coming into Lake Placid, the trail is going to be built by removing the last railroad line into the town. If they ever hope to have the Olympics again, they will have no way to get people there other than over those same highways. And the parking situation will be even worse.
Hi, Kit Patton, Monterey, Massachusetts. In listening to the lively roundtable discussions, I'm left with a terrible feeling, however, that the only way we ever get rid of a sitting president in this country is if the economy is tanking. I cite one-term presidents, Jimmy Carter and George H.W. Bush. Remember, it's the economy, stupid. So I fear that Trump will keep his 40% and all the damage he's doing this country forever, unless the economy starts to go south. Then, and only then, will that 40% turn on him in a heartbeat.
My name is Kevin Kohler from Hopkinton, Mass. I just listened to your person on 90.3, and I'm wondering where the opposition speaker is. My thought is that, yes, we do have climate change, but no, we are not responsible for it. You know what? The earth changes. It has changed. If you go back hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years, the earth was completely different. The poles had green on them. Things change. It doesn't stay the same. Climate change is a normal process of the earth.